The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
Hi, everyone. I'm David Byrd in Washington, and this is Healthy Living. The United Nations says the number of children dying before their fifth birthday has decreased worldwide. But as Carol Pearson reports, a new UN report says more needs to be done.
In 1990, 35,000 young children died every day. Last year, 15,000 children and babies died daily, a huge reduction that follows tremendous global effort.
The progress is very good and is continuing, but it's not fast enough, and I need to stress this, that these deaths can be prevented.
And that's the tragedy. The latest UN report on child and infant mortality states that every year, millions of children under the age of 5 die, mostly from preventable causes such as malaria, pneumonia, and diarrhea. In almost half of the cases of child death, malnutrition plays a role. Health workers measure the arms of young children to determine how malnourished they are. Although more children are now living to their fifth birthday, the UN report says 46% of child deaths occur shortly after birth.
And those deaths in the first months of life, they are caused by preterm birth, so a baby that is born too soon. They are caused by low birth weight. They are caused significantly by sepsis, severe infection that is acquired during the delivery. And they are also caused by asphyxia.
A newborn, especially a preterm baby, might not be able to breathe if amniotic fluid isn't removed from the baby's mouth and nose. Children under 5 are also more likely to die from malaria than adults are, which is one reason children in sub-Saharan Africa and parts of Asia have higher mortality rates than other parts of the world. But there are bright spots. Vaccines for yellow fever and now malaria are saving many children's lives. Countries like Tanzania are tackling air pollution, improved sanitation, and are providing safe drinking water. The problems are so immense, the UN says that despite these gains in reducing child mortality, some 60 million children under the age of 5 will die between now and 2030, and half of them will be newborns. Carol Pearson, VOA News, Washington.
To see video of this story, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That was a program from the Voice of America.